End of one, Warsaw 7, Plymouth nothing. Tigers facing 3rd and 4 from the Rocky 49-yard line. Quentin Brock takes his time, now gets set under center. And they hand off to Brody Duncan, and Duncan pushes forward, and I think Duncan's got the first down. He does, inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
Good surge up front. Zach Reniker now playing center for the Tigers.
He is. I'm looking for colors over on the far sideline to see if he's being looked at or what's his situation. First down, Warsaw. 11:40 left to play in the half. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. And in the middle of a drive that's turned into their own 4-yard line. Rocky's showing run blitz. Now their linebackers back up. And the handoff, it's Duncan. He's got a big hole up the middle. He's inside the 40. He's down to the 36-yard line. He'll be just short of the first down. After a gain of 8 yards on the carry. And right now, Warsaw's running back to the huddle. They are trying as quickly to move as quickly as possible right now against this Plymouth defense.
It's a good way to tire them out, too.
Under 11 minutes left to go here in the first half. Warsaw leading 7-0. Duncan behind Brock. Option play. Oh, Brock almost fell down. He's on his feet. Throwing down the middle of the field for Logan Carl. And Logan's got it at the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! The ball hung in the air. And Logan Carl went up over a defender to make the catch and scores. And it's 13-0 Tigers on a 36-yard touchdown pass from Brock to Carl.
I didn't think that ball was ever going to come down.
Ugh.
Quentin gave it the old heave. Logan Carl was wide open. Quentin tripped on his feet there when he got the snap. If he hadn't have tripped, he would have made it. You know, I mean, the throw was good, but there was nobody around Logan.
Now the extra point for Conley. Oh, snap, spot, kick is up, and it's good. That was an ugly-looking process there for the Tigers, but it counts. 14-0 Warsaw with 10:40 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. A 36-yard touchdown pass from Brock to Carl caps off a 96-yard touchdown drive that took 4 minutes and 23 seconds. To cash in, and Warsaw leads 14-0 at Plymouth. And Munez Bodernudez will kick off from our right to left now. The breeze that was here is completely gone. And the run up and the boot. It's a high kick, and this one will be returned, and it's at the 8-yard line. Hunt, 15 to the 20, spun around at the 30, and all the way out to the 35-yard line. Kaz Hunt on the return for Plymouth. And they'll put him down right at the 35, first down and 10 for the Rockies. Warsaw will be at Mishawaka next week. We'll be there with them, starting at 6:10 with pregame coverage on News Now Warsaw.
That'll be a game.
Yes, it will.
There will be some hard hitting.
Yes, there will. That is for sure. No question about that. Shively. In the shotgun formation, takes a snap, runs it up the middle, starts to the middle, and then moves up the hash mark and gets across the 35 to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 4 on the play. The man who kicked off, Munez Bermudez, on the stop with help from others. Second down and 6 coming up for Plymouth, trailing 14-0 with just over 10 minutes left to play in our first half. Two wide outs to the far side, one to the near. Holm lines up directly behind Shively. Benjamin takes a snap, quick throw to the far side, got a man open. The throw was low and a good catch was made, but the tackle was even better. That was Fernando on the catch, and he was quickly brought to the ground at the 40-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 4 after a gain of 2.
I think that was that Parker on the tackle there?
Yes, sir.
So, in as many drives, Parker's made 2 really good open field tackles.
Yep. Well, that's the key, is he was up there quickly.
Right.
Right? if you let Fernando look up field and see what's ahead of him, then he's got a chance to beat you. Third down and four. Shively takes a high snap, hands off to Hallam. He'll try the middle. He pushes forward, and he's got the first down. He backed his way the last two and a half, three yards to the 44-yard line, and that'll be a gain of four, and that'll be a first down for Plymouth.
And he had some help from his offensive line buddies, pushing him a little bit.
Just a little shoulder push. Can't call it a tush push. Nope. 9 minutes left to play here in the opening half. Stay tuned. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. The second quarter's moving just as quickly as the first. Shively sets up 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, standing at his 39. And he'll take the snap, and he'll hand off to Hallam again. He's got a big hole this time across the 50, 45 to the 40, and outside the numbers on the far side to the 39-yard line.
It's probably one of the first times we've seen all night the Plymouth offensive line really doing something of note.
Yes. Actually, they put the ball at the 38-yard line. First down, Plymouth, as they are trying to get themselves back into the game. Down by 14. Shively. Gibbons looks back at him, asks a question. Shively then takes the snap, hands off to Hallam. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and gets away. And he'll get good yardage across the 35-yard line. Call it a gain of four. It was Bouse that got a hand on him right at, maybe even behind the line of scrimmage. But he was too far upstream to be able to put a shoulder into him and tackle him.
Yep.
Second down and six. Great to have you with us on this beautiful Friday night in northern Indiana. No rain anywhere in the forecast, and as we look out, there's that cloud anywhere in sight. Second down and six. Hallam to the right of Shively this time. They send a man in motion, whistles sound, and we have timeout. Plymouth calls timeout with 7:24 left to play in the half. Warsaw 14, Plymouth nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Timeout Rockies. They did not have the personnel in the right alignment there. So it's second down and seven from the Tiger 35. With 7:24 left to play in our first half. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead. Plymouth took the opening kickoff, got a first down, then had to punt, and they snapped it over the punter's head. The ball was kicked around and went out of bounds at the Plymouth 3. Michael Schenck scored at 8:13 of the opening quarter on a 3-yard run to make it 7-0. And then Warsaw backed up to their 4-yard line after an excellent kick by Ryder Goodman. Marched the ball 96 yards to the other end zone to make it 14-0. Shively from the 35 of the Tigers. Hands off to Hallam, who starts left and goes right, gets a yard. They'll go down at the 34-yard line.
This could be a statement drive for the Tigers, too. If we can stop them this drive and then go back down and score and make it 21-0, that's a good deal.
Officially no gain on the play as the ball just barely made it across the 35. It's third down and long here for the Rockies from just inside the 35-yard line. Wide side of the field to the near side, which is the right side of the formation. Shively takes a head-high snap, and they're going to fake the reverse, going to pump fake and throw it. They got a man wide open in the end zone, and it's incomplete. They had Davis Jones wide open inside the 5-yard line. There went a Tiger within 15 yards of him, but the pass was off target, and Jones could not adjust, and now it's fourth down.
And that's one of those where Shively probably should have just thrown it up in the air and just let the receiver catch it. As soon as he threw it, that's overthrown. You could tell. And again, easier said than done, but you're right, there was not a Tiger within 30 yards of him.
Everybody from Warsaw believed it was a reverse and had pushed up to try to plug the edge. Fourth down now, fourth down and six from inside the Tiger 35. Shively with Hallam to his left. And Warsaw jumped off sides. Bouse was twitchy.
Yep.
And that is a huge difference between fourth and six and now fourth and a yard and a half.
That's a big mistake there. That's
Bouts not normally lining up. He was in a three-point stance.
Yeah.
We don't see that very often from this defense. Well, that pretty much puts all the plays in Adam Hanley's playbook available to him on fourth down and less than two. Shively takes a look to his right. Oh, they almost snapped it over his head. He's going to take off. He's going to be hit. He's going down. Back at the 35-yard line. Pohl came on a run blitz, and he got in there. But Shively was lucky that ball didn't go over his head. His athleticism saved that from being worse.
Well, yeah. I mean, it did go over his head, I mean, a little bit. But that, he got a hand on it. But, man, if he didn't, that would have been back at the 50. But suffice it to say, a good defensive stand for Warsaw. We'll take the ball on our 35 and see if we can't march down and score.
6:40 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leading 14-0. And now they will start from their 35. Brock and whistles and flags fly. Somebody from Warsaw jumped a little bit, and that'll cost them 5 yards. Back the ball up to the 30. Bart Curtis disputes this.
I think he's calling it on one of our halfbacks. It's going in motion. Maybe he started a little early. That's the only guy I saw move was our right halfback.
Which they can do. As long as they're not moving forward,
right,
they can do. First and 15. Brock under center. Duncan gets the handoff, and he'll get 4 yards out to the 34-yard line. A run right up the middle. Burtmeier was the first guy to him. Grabbed him around the legs and wouldn't let go. Second down and 11. 6:24 left to play in the half. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead at Plymouth. Warsaw's really only tried the edge once so far.
Yep.
It's been the fullbacks that have done the majority of the work. And, oh, the snap is bobbled and looks like the Tigers got back on it. Yeah, Warsaw recovered it. Owen Corbin, the left tackle, was there. No gain officially on the play. It's third down and 11.
And we've talked about this previous games. There are not a lot of third and 11s.
Nope. Zach Ranker is still in there at center. Brock under center takes the snap, and he hands off up the middle, and it's Duncan across the 40. He's out to the 42-yard line. Gain of 7. Third down, or fourth down and 3 coming up now for the Tigers. Now the offense is staying on the field. Last week, Warsaw just 1 of 6 on fourth downs. Ball in the far hash mark, side closest to the Tiger bench. Harmon started in motion. Now Quint Brock stands up, play clock at 13. Warsaw's got plenty of time. And Warsaw's going to take time out. They want to be sure of what they're doing here. So they take time with 4:50 left in the half, and Warsaw leading 14-0 at Plymouth. We're back with fourth down in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. This is a huge play in the football game. Warsaw leading 14-0, facing fourth down and 3 from their own 42-yard line with 4:50 left in the half. Now the offense is on the field. Brock takes the snap, hands off, up the middle, Duncan. First down for the Tigers. He needed 3, he got 4. Brody Duncan backed his way for the final 4 feet. First down, Warsaw with 4:45 left to play in the first half, and the Tigers still up by 14 and still in possession of the football.
And you're right, that was a huge play in this drive. Could be in this game because, man, if we get up 3 scores, it's a good thing.
It's going to be difficult for Plymouth to come back
that
from the 46-yard line. Brock takes a snap, pitches right. Here's Harmon sweeping around the right side. Got a hole, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the open at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown, Tigers. Wyatt Harmon goes the distance. 54 yards, and the Tigers have scored again. It's 20-0.
And that's when you keep you know, those body blows, those fullbacks, you know, 3-4 yards a carry, that's what happens. You know, you get the linebackers from the opposing team cheating a little bit, coming up front, trying to make that play up on those fullbacks, except when they don't have the ball and Quentin Brock pitches it to Harmon. There was nobody was going to catch Wyatt Harmon there.
Once he got the initial block on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Gone.
Then there was nobody going to, and he's a sprinter by nature, so there was no catching him. Point after try. Good snap. Spot is down, kick is up, and everything looked better there, and the kick is good. Conley puts it through. It's 21-0 Warsaw. 4:16 left to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman and Andy Manis with you. Scott Smith doing the stats. Our good friend Steve Scott back at the radio station. Gang's all here on a Friday night. 4:16 left to play first half. The Tigers have opened up a 21-0 lead here at Plymouth on the 54-yard run by Wyatt Harmon, his third rushing touchdown of this season. Fisher Whitaker has the ball teed up now at the 40. And we all know what's coming here. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy down the field. Plymouth is basically aligned in the same way. So let's see which direction Fisher wants to kick it. The middle of the field is wide open, by the way. And the run up, bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Oh, it hit an up man. It hit an up man, and it was grabbed by the up man. That's a pretty good play. Pretty good play there for Plymouth. Give credit to Hudson Davis, a junior, 6'3", 223. That ball hit him, and it was almost like it stuck to him. First down and 10 Rockies with 4:12 left to go in the half, and they have the ball at the 49-yard line.
Well, you're not wrong. Fisher just hit a line drive, and it literally just stuck to him. I don't know if he caught it or more of the football found him. And he didn't bobble it at all. Just like
– yeah.
I think the word is absorbed. He absorbed the football.
All right.
Didn't catch it.
Shively in the Plymouth offense from their 49. And he'll take it, and he'll run forward, and he runs into opposition as he crosses the midfield stripe. Villa on the stop for the Tigers. 3-yard gain to the Tiger 48-yard line.
So they like that. It's a shotgun quarterback counter that left guard is pulling. Yep. Leading the way for him. That seems to be one of their bread and butter plays.
Nathan's been on a lot of tackles again here tonight. Came into the game with 9 solo tackles, 16 assisted. Game clock down to 3:40 left to play here in the half. Warsaw by 21. And they'll hand off to Hollum, and he runs into Flores Ortega at the Tiger 46-yard line. Gain of 2 yards on the play, 3rd down and 5 coming up for the Rockies. And from their perspective, they have to get this.
They
have to go down and score here before halftime if they want to get back into the game.
And really, though, maybe 2-3 plays, they really haven't had anything of note this first half.
No, and I'm stunned that they have not tried to throw the ball more than what they have.
Me too.
3rd down and 5. I'll bet a pass play is coming here. Shively fakes it, throws it to the far side, got a man open. It's Fernando, and he trips and goes down at the 41-yard line. It looks like he's going to have enough for the first down, and where they mark the ball, it is a first down inside the Tiger 41-yard line. 2:53 left to play in the first half. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up when that time runs out. Wide side of the field, now the near side. The right side of the formation as Plymouth heads south. Shively with Hollum to his left. Sends Fernando in motion. High snap. It's going to hit his hand. It's going to bounce backwards. And he'll be snowed under back at the 50-yard line. Ty Martin was coming anyway. And again, the snap was very high. Shively was lucky to get a hand on it, or it could have been much worse. They will mark the ball at the 49-yard line. It's a loss of 8.
Boy, that's the third time. And if you're a Plymouth fan, that's disconcerting to say the least.
Well, Adam Handley can call the great plays he wants, but
right.
If he can't snap it back to the quarterback, it's going to be a problem. 2nd and 18. Back to throw, Shively. Pump fakes, fires down the middle, intercepted. It's Florizer taking it at the 40 to the 45. Runs into a man at the 46. It goes down to the 47-yard line for the second week in a row. Warsaw is number two, is number one.
That was a heck of a catch. And for you people listening, that wasn't a lame duck or a ball that was just hanging up in the air. That was a strike from Shively, and Flores Ortega jumped up with two hands, caught the ball. That's a heck of a catch. That's a tight end worthy catch right there, if you ask me. And the Tigers are in business. They got
a legit shot.
We do.
With two of their three timeouts. And the ball at the 46-yard line officially, leading 21-0. Even a field goal here would be pretty cool from the 46. Harmon in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. He's going to bounce to the outside, and he's going to be snowed under. They're going to give him forward progress to the 44-yard line. It'll be a loss of two. And O'Leary on the stop. Ethan makes the tackle from his cornerback position. Second down and 12. 1:27 left in the half. Brock with Schenk behind him. And Brock will take the snap, rolling out. Looking left, throws it left. Got a man open, and it's incomplete. He had Harmon open at the Plymouth 43, but the pass, by the time it got to White, was about ankle high. So that's third down and 12 with 1:15 left.
And that was a rollout to the left. Quint knew he was under a little bit of pressure, too. He had to get the ball away, and he did, but
right. He's got to put some air into that pass.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was nose down and really gave Harmon no chance.
Yep.
Third down and 12 from the Tiger 44 after the interception by Flores Ortega. And whistle sound, and Warsaw wants to talk it over. Timeout Tigers, 1:15 left in the half. Warsaw leading 21-0 at Plymouth. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 1:15 left before halftime. Warsaw 21, Plymouth nothing. Tigers facing third down and 12 from their own 44.
We don't have to get them all back here.
No. The wide side of the field is left. Everybody's on the far side of the field right now. Brock, play action fake, going to run into a defender and be thrown backwards. And another loss on the play. A loss of four back to the 40-yard line. The Tigers now will see Plymouth take timeout with 1:04 left to play here in the half. Plymouth burns their second timeout. And so they're going to get the ball back here with about 50 seconds left to play, hoping their offense can generate something before halftime.
And there was something off with that play.
Yeah.
There was something, just either it wasn't blocked right or somebody didn't do what they were supposed to. But as soon as Quinton turned around, there was a Plymouth defender right in his face.
Yep, sure was.
And I don't think that's the way the play was designed.
No. Nope, and that defender wasn't quite big enough to pick Quinton up. But he tried. Right? So, for the second time this season, the Tigers, or the third time this season, the Tigers are going to punt.
I don't know.
Fisher Whitaker's dropping back inside his 30-yard line. Hunt is standing at his 30. Zach Reniker will snap it back to him. Everybody's ready. There's the whistle. And Reniker's snap is perfect. And Whitaker will put his foot into it and drive it down the far side of the field. Hunt grabs it at the 24. 25, 30. Bounces to the outside, 35, 40. He's all the way to the Plymouth 45 and finally goes down there. Good punt, good return. First down and 10 Rockies. 54 seconds left to play in the half with Warsaw by 21.
It should be nice to go up. You know, up, we like to have scored there, obviously, but it would be nice to go into halftime up 21-0. It'll be first and 10 for the Rockies at their own 45-yard line.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to score every time.
Boy, I know.
I don't know how you do things the baseball field, but they like to score every time they have the ball.
It helps.
So Plymouth gets off the field without any damage after the interception. Chively will drop back to throw, looking, fires it over the middle, and it's caught. Fernando makes the catch at the Tiger 42-yard line. That's a gain of 13 yards and a first down, and Plymouth runs right to the line of scrimmage, 51 seconds left. That pass play only took 3 seconds. Plymouth gets set. Shively takes a head-high snap, drops to throw, looking deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be incomplete and almost intercepted. Robbie Strawn had the best shot at it inside the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and 10 from the 41 with 38 seconds left.
I think Robbie wants that one back.
I'm sure he does.
I think that went right through.
No doubt.
It would have been a heck of a catch, but he dove and the ball went right through his arms.
Well, I'm not sure he had to dive, to be honest.
Correct, yes.
I think if he'd have stayed upright, he would have picked it off.
Correct.
But second down and 10 for Plymouth from the 41. Shively takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, going to run, going to get hit, going to go down at the 40. Bouse on the stop, and Plymouth will take a timeout, which is their final timeout. Officially, that's a gain of 2 because they move the ball down to the 39-yard line. I don't know how they do that. It's third down and 9 coming up for Plymouth with 33 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw leading 21-0 after Plymouth took the opening kickoff. They got a first down, then had to punt, and they snapped it over the punter's head. Warsaw had 2 chances to pick it up and score off of it. They didn't, and the ball went out of bounds at the 3, and Michael Schenck scored. Warsaw's been in the lead ever since. Plymouth has had some opportunities and just hasn't been able to convert them. Now they are out of timeouts with 33 seconds left to play in the half, trailing by 21 and facing third down and about 8 from the Tiger 39. Shively takes the snap, rolling right, throws the near sidelines, got his man. It's caught by Jones, and Jones is going to stay in bounds, I think. We've seen no signal. No, he's still in bounds, 27 seconds left, although the clock has stopped. While they
first
move
down.
They move the chains. Gain of 10 to the 29, and they can't do that. They stab it back to Shively, and he spiked the ball.
That should be a penalty.
That should be intentional grounding. You have to be under center to spike the ball.
Yeah.
Plymouth got away with one there. 26 seconds left.
Had the ref even put the ball on the play yet?
I'm surprised that the Tiger sideline isn't more upset.
Yeah.
Second down and 10 from the Tiger 29. Shively looks at the center, takes the snap, rolling left, looking down the field. There's a flag down. He's going to throw it in the end zone. Got a man wide open, and it's going to be caught in the end zone by Metzger for the touchdown. However, it's not going to count.
It was definitely a hold.
Yep. It was a tackle, really.
Yep.
The flag back at the 32-yard line is going to wipe it out. Adam Hanley throws his hat. And everybody comes strolling back, and the coaches from Plymouth throw their heads back in despair on what could have been. But that was pretty obvious. Yeah.
That was Munoz Bermudez.
Yes.
He was making his way to get to Shively.
Yes, he was.
That's one of those penalties where if the hold hadn't occurred, that might have been a sack.
Now that'll back the ball up to the 39-yard line with 21 seconds left. And again, Plymouth out of timeouts. If you're thinking about a field goal, Plymouth is 3 out of 5 on field goals. Ball in the near hash mark at the 39. Shively takes the snap, fakes the handoff, quick throw to the middle, incomplete. Shively was being chased by Grady Nelson, which is like walking on a mountain trail and running into a grizzly bear. Third down and 10.
Yeah, that's not something that Shively's wanting to see there.
No, that was supposed to be a quick slant. And the pass was off target because Shively was frankly, petrified, and we totally get that. 19 seconds to go in the half. Third down and 20. Shively takes the snap, drops back, steps up in the pocket. He's going to look, he's going to look, he's going to throw it down the field toward the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. Robbie Strong got that one, and Warsaw stops Plymouth with 7 seconds to go in the half. Shively just threw it up there,
yep.
And Strong went to get it.
And really, I saw the referee that, you know, went back of Shively because Grady got held on that play again, and I saw the ref kind of grab for his flag, did not throw it. But that's another catch that Robbie Strong didn't make the first time a couple plays ago. Definitely came back with one there, and that was a heck of a catch by Robbie.
Tigers will take a knee here. They run to the locker room knowing that they'll get the ball to start the third quarter, owning a 21-0 lead.
Huge play.
Robbie Strong showing you there his ability to cover. Worse on the victory formation. And Brock will take a knee, and that brings us to halftime. Warsaw 21, Plymouth nothing here at the intermission. First half scoring coming up on the Smith Appliances Halftime Show. That's next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Rock Pile, Warsaw 21 and Plymouth nothing. Tonight's halftime show is brought to you by Smith Appliances in Warsaw. Smith Appliances is your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers and dryers, freezers, dishwashers, and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw, and they say, go Tigers. Warsaw scored first with 8:13 left to play in the opening quarter as a 3-yard run by Michael Schenk put Warsaw up 6-0. John Conley added the extra point. And that made it 7-0. Again, that's after Plymouth got a first down. And then on the next three plays, were not able to get a first down. Then had to punt. The punt snap went way over the punter's head. It bounced around and eventually went out of bounds at the 3-yard line. And Schenk's run was the first play of the ensuing Tiger drive. Warsaw then, on their second drive, had to go 96 yards. They had a punt that was down at their 4-yard line, and they went 96 yards in 4 minutes and 23 seconds, culminating on a 36-yard pass from Quentin Brock to Logan Carl into the north end zone. Conley's extra point at 10:40 of the second made it 14-0 Tigers. It was 21-0 at 4:16 of the second quarter on a 54-yard run by Wyatt Harmon on a fourth down play and a pitch to the right. Harmon got into the open, and he was off to the races, and he won the race. And Conley added the extra point, and with 4:16 left to play in the half, Warsaw led 21-0, and that is where we stand. When we come back, 2 minutes of local news, and then we'll have scores from other games that Steve has provided for us. And we'll do that next here on the Halftime Show, provided by Smith Appliances on News Now Warsaw. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Same location, same great people at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw. Still loving and serving our community even better for all of your financial needs. In the first half, Plymouth 7 first downs. They ran the ball 20 times for 44 yards. Shively was 8 of 12 passing for 75 yards, so they ran 32 plays for 119 yards. Warsaw also had 7 first downs. They ran the ball 18 times for 120 yards. That's not quite 7 yards a carry. Quentin Brock was 1 of 2 passing for 36 yards and a touchdown, so the Tigers ran just 20 plays in the first half for 156 yards. Warsaw no turnovers in the first half. Plymouth with 2 interceptions, one by Flores Ortega and one in the end zone by Robbie Strawn. The Tigers were penalized twice for 10 yards, Plymouth 3 times for 25 yards, but they had a couple of big penalties that cost them points, including a holding penalty that wiped out a touchdown. Each team punted the ball once in the first half of play. For Warsaw individually, Quentin Brock carrying the ball, 6 times for 18 yards. Wyatt Harmon, a 54-yard touchdown run, so he had 2 carries for a total of 52 yards. The other carry went for minus two. Also in the first half, Brody Duncan, five carries for 29 yards, but there were a couple, one big third down conversion and a fourth and three that he got 4 yards on. And Michael Schenck, five carries for 21 yards in the first half of play. Again, the Tigers with the lead, 21-0. It's homecoming here, so they have a little longer ceremony and a little longer halftime, Andy. And it's kind of a strange half for the Tigers on offense. They scored a touchdown on one play after the bad snap on the punt. They went in 3 yards. They run one play. They were ahead in the game 7-0. And the offense then went on a 96-yard drive that got him into the end zone. And otherwise, it's just been kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's just been kind of in the middle, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say that we're absolutely dominating per se, but we're doing obviously a lot better job than last week. It'll be really interesting, especially since we have the ball to start the second half, just to see if we can't just have one of those efficient drives. And I like in that, you know, when we talk about, you know, Wyatt Harmon's 54-yard touchdown run where nobody was, you know, within 10, 15 yards of him. It really is, you know, those if you liken it to like a boxing match, those jabs, we're just jabbing the ball, you know, we're running the ball up the middle, body blows, and then a haymaker. And then that's when you get, you know, someone like Wyatt Harmon or whoever's playing, you know, that halfback position to where we really get him out in space. And like we talked about during the broadcast of that scoring event, those linebackers are, and even though the free safety and the strong safety are really biting on that, and well, they should, that fullback up the middle, which creates a lot of space for our halfbacks out on the edges. It'll be really interesting to see if we can get a couple more of those big chunk plays in the second half.
Which is it's really interesting that you brought that up, because I would say the ratio of up the middle to outside is a little more than 2-1, more like 2.5-1. But tonight it's been, you know, they've run, what, two plays outside the tackles? Yep. That's about it.
And, you know, some of that, and I know we're, you know, five games in or what have you. You got to think, you know, what part of that is not showing a lot for Mishawaka next week, you know? Of course, Mishawaka knows what we're doing.
You think there's a big secret between Kinder and
I think we had a couple wrinkles for him last year.
We did.
You never know. We haven't seen that counterplay once tonight either.
No, we have not. And we'll see whether we do or not. Of course, a big part of the fact that the Tigers aren't running outside is the fact that Tucker Reed hasn't been on the field.
Yep.
And given the score, I don't think he will be on the field before this night is over, which means he should be much closer to 100% for next week.
Absolutely. And we're going to need him next week, frankly.
Yes, absolutely.
That's going to be, you know, to call it a big game is an understatement. That's going to be a heavyweight battle.
Yes, it will. Plymouth is back on the field. They will start warming up. We will get you ready for the third quarter of play here on the Smith Appliances Halftime Show on News Now Warsaw.